New Zealand Herald reports on the quest to find true love. It is a well-used adage that one must kiss a few frogs before meeting a prince. And it would appear this theory is accurate after a mathematician came up with a formula to find a perfect mate. Dr. Hannah Fry, a mathematician at University College London, has developed a practical theory for love that involves ruling out anyone you meet in the first 37% of your dating life. The theory suggests if someone began dating at the age of 15 and hoped to stop at 40 at the latest, they should not plan to find true love before 24. It suggests that people get a feel for the marketplace when they are young before settling down with the next person that comes along who is better than everyone they have met before.
Okay, so Dr. Fry has published a 116-page book entitled The Mathematics of Love. Some of the statistically proven tips include always being prepared to approach a would-be mate, finding a similar-looking but slightly less attractive wingman, and never cropping one's faults out of a photograph on an online dating profile. I remember when I used to be a student, everyone always asked me to be their wingman. That's not very encouraging. So I was less attractive male, apparently.
Are you saying those guys were better looking than you were?
I think they... No, it must have been the opposite. It must have been they thought, you know what, if we're with Sam, we'll look even more cool. So that's why they need... I'm sure it's that. Let's move on.
Are you sure you're not making use of them?
Okay, now moving on from my days as a wingman, and I'd like to say I was a very good wingman, but moving on, I don't particularly like this study. In all seriousness, the reason I'm not 100% happy with it is that I don't think that dating is a specific science, because you have to take into account human fault, and you have people out there who just don't have the confidence to talk to the opposite sex, especially when they haven't got much experience themselves. And to me, this a mathematical theory would imply that there are too many constants, when I don't think all the details that they're probably talking about here are constants. I think you have to take into account the personality of the person, if they're picky, if they're shy, if they're angry, if they change after being in a long relationship. It just seems to me that this is one of the very few problems in life that I don't think maths can solve.
I think if you meet somebody and you fall in love with him or her on first sight, that's great. But if you really are suffering some kind of failure in this regard, you haven't found your Mr. Right or Mrs. Right yet, maybe you can console yourself with this formula. You can see that the first 37% of your dating will not count. So you can console yourself with that. You can make yourself feel better. This is a theory.
It's a theory. I think
calculated by mathematicians.
I think that's the important part to remember here. Speaking at the Oxford Literary Festival, Dr. Fry did say that looks were not proven to make a difference in finding love.
I think she contradicted herself by saying that you need to find a wingman, someone that's relatively similar but not as good looking as yourself.
Well, she actually does say ultimately no one cares if you look like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie. All they care about is how you look compared to everybody else. And thus, she suggested finding a similar-looking, slightly less attractive friend was the best strategy. I'm not 100% sold on her theory, to be honest, because without sounding too much like too depressing, the world is relatively superficial. And it doesn't matter if we've talked about this, I think, before a media scan, where it doesn't matter if we're talking about work, your dating life, your life in general. Being physically attractive has many benefits, sadly to say, because it's not something I'm saying that we should be proud of. I'm just saying this is the way a lot of people view how society is. And I think that there's more weight put on that in the dating world than Dr. Fry is given credit for.
I think you belong to the group of people who will definitely crop out their faults out of a photograph when you put your photographs on an online dating site.
What are you trying to say, Ninjing? Go on.
Because you stressed the looks a lot.
Do you mean using like Meitu and like different applications to make myself look more attractive?
Haven't you been doing that?
Ninjing, I'm insulted that you would say that on the air.
All right, let's forget about Sam's problem. Let's focus on this story.
No, before we focus on this story, Ninjing, have you never done that before?
I've done it, of course. I want to look good. Right. But I'm not trying to attract anybody. I just want to feel good.
Well, if you want to find out Ninjing's secrets for looking good on a photo, you can find us on our WeChat account of CDriver. That's CDriver. And she'll give all the secrets to you.
Yes, I will. But I want to just give our listeners some tips from this mathematician. That's rip up your checklist first to find your ideal partner. 更多节目下载荔枝FM收听。